The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Oh yeah, good day tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is January 7th, 2013. Welcome to the show. I'm Russ Belville, your host here on the brand new 420radio.org network. We are so excited to be a part of the new network. I can't even begin to tell you. In fact, I'll tell you when we get to the Radical Rant today, we'll give you a little tour and give you an idea what's new here, but all sorts of great stuff, and I couldn't have done it without the incredible coding skills of Joshy Dude out there in our chat room. Thank you so much, Joshy Dude, for all that you've done. No, come on. We need more than that for Joshy Dude. Come on now. That's better. Thanks, Joshy Dude, for doing all this coding, and I hope all of you out there, I hope this transition doesn't throw too many people off. We're getting a few little things fixed from here and there, but for the most part, I'd say it's 95% good to go, so I hope you're enjoying it. Also joining us here in the studio, another person who we have to thank for a lot of the work here on the new 420radio.org, and that would be our co-host and good friend here, Brian the Red. How you doing, Brian?
Oh, you know, kind of like you, a bit tired.
I hear that.
We've been doing a lot of computer work and new learning.
Brian got all of the old episodes of Toker Talk Radio and all the episodes of the Russ Belville Show all input.
We're working on the Russ Belville Show.
it's a lot of work, isn't it? So we've got feeds for A Different View and for Herb Thrasher, Big Daddy Fink, all that stuff. Check it out at 420radio.org. For those of you who are watching at RadicalRust.com, we'll still have the window up there at RadicalRust.com. That's not going to go anywhere. You can still watch there if you like. But the show posts and the Toker tunes and all that kind of stuff, you're going to have to go to 420radio.org to get that. We got all sorts of stuff coming up on today's show. Ebony Knight from Moms for Marijuana is here. Going to talk a little bit about raising kids in the world of ending marijuana prohibition. Also, in Behind the Headlines, Ganja John forwarded to me a story out of California, NBC Los Angeles, reporting on another one of these BHO extraction explosions, and some of the terminology they're using is quite inaccurate in trying to paint the situation as worse than it really is. We'll get to that in Behind the Headlines. We got all sorts of headlines to catch up on from the past couple of weeks. We'll do that right after this first break. And Daily Toker Tunes today, Roots Monday, and later tonight on the new Viper Hour, it's Rat Pack Day. So today we're going to give you a tune from Sammy Davis Jr., and I'm sure you'll recognize it. It's a very popular one. All that and more coming up on the Russ Belville Show, number 115. Thanks for being a part of it. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Cast your eyes up to the skies. What is it to live and die?
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Hello, Mr. Man. Hi. I'm working. I'm sorry. No food till this is done.
The Russ Belville Show.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
According to lifelong pot smoker and rocket scientist Carl Sagan, making apple pies from scratch is extremely difficult.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Radical Russ and the Rolla J Studios crew will be right back after these messages.
A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. Cosmos is full beyond me.
Now it's time for your 420radio.org news. I'm Russ Belville. Aaron Sandusky, sentenced to 10 years in federal prison, reports thedailybulletin.com. Aaron Sandusky has been sentenced to 10 years in a federal prison. The former G3 Holistic Incorporated medical marijuana dispensary president was sentenced today in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles for operating medical marijuana dispensaries in Upland, Colton, and Moreno Valley. U.S. District Judge Percy Anderson said, quote, "In this case, as the defendant was warned, the court's hands are tied, whether you agree with the defendant's position or not," end quote. Sandusky was found guilty in October of conspiracy to manufacture marijuana plants, to possess with intent to distribute marijuana plants, and to maintain a drug-involved premises, and one count of possession with intent to distribute marijuana plants, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Colorado Marijuana Clubs open following passage of Amendment 64 from Huffington Post and theweedblog.com. Club 64 in an industrial area just north of downtown Denver opened at 4:20 p.m. on last Monday with some 200 people signed up. The opening came less than 24 hours after organizers announced they would charge a $29.99 admission price for the Bring Your Own Pot Club. The Denver Post reported that a similar pot club opened earlier Monday in the small southern Colorado town of Del Norte. Colorado's marijuana amendment prohibits public consumption, and smoke-free laws also appear to ban indoor smokeouts. But Club 64 attorney Rob Corey says private pot dens are permissible because marijuana isn't sold, nor is it food or drink. But the Weed Blog reports the White Horse Inn in the town of Del Norte closed the very next day on Tuesday, a day after its opening, because of a landlord dispute. Its owner, Paul Lovato, had planned to open on New Year's Day. He wanted to be the first in the nation to open a marijuana club, but pressure from another cannabis venue, Denver's Club 64, a members-only gathering that intends to stage at different spots throughout the year, caused him to speed up his timetable to beat the Denver club by a few hours. Mr. Lovato said his lease on the building did not start until Tuesday. He said that when his landlord saw the publicity about the club, the landlord canceled the lease before it took effect. Recreational marijuana users could get pot from vending machines, company says. This from NBCNews.com. If a California company has its way, recreational marijuana users in Colorado and Washington State will one day be able to get their pot out of a vending machine. Such vending machines are already in use in some states where medical marijuana is legal, but now the maker of the machines, Medbox, their founder, says the company is working to adapt the machines to comply with new laws in Colorado and Washington, where adults can legally use marijuana for recreation. The vending machines for medicine require a fingerprint to scan to verify the identification of the patient, which is then linked to a prescription on file. But as Washington and Colorado figure out how to create a legal pot market for the masses, Hollywood-based Medbox, a public company, is offering up its expertise in convenient delivery systems. State lawmakers focusing on pension reform, this from ChicagoTribune.com. With time running short in the lame duck session, state lawmakers on Sunday dropped hot button issues dealing with guns and marijuana. The slimmed down agenda unfolded rapidly as the House, returning to the Capitol for the first time in a month, pulled an assault weapons ban from consideration, and the sponsor of legislation to allow Illinoisans to use marijuana for medicinal purposes said the chances of quick passage are unlikely. Finally, an emotional Tyrone Mathieu admits to regrets and says his marijuana usage is behind him, reporting from ESPN.go.com. Former LSU cornerback Tyrone Mathieu says an October arrest for possession of marijuana is what enabled him to finally become honest with himself and turn a corner in his life. The former Louisiana State cornerback, nicknamed the Honey Badger, was dismissed from the team following a failed drug test and then later arrested with other LSU players in a drug bust in October. Mathieu says he will declare himself eligible for the NFL draft. And that's your 420radio.org news for today, January 7th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we're going to go behind the headlines and take a look at NBC Los Angeles's coverage of a recent butane hash oil explosion and how the framing is trying to make us look worse than the situation really is. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share.
Thank you. Bye.
Take a little trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip.
All right, time for us to go behind the headlines. And I got this one this morning as I was getting ready for the show through Twitter. Our good friend Ganja John sent me this tweet. And it just reminds me of the story that just will not die. And it's the story of, well, we've heard it in Oregon. We've heard it in a number of places. And that's explosions that happen through the cooking. See, they've even got me doing it. Through the manufacturing of butane hash oil. And the problem is they keep framing these hash oil accidents as cooking. As cooking, that's the term they keep using. Now, I've been writing about this for a long time. I first covered this back in the November 2011 issue of Cush Magazine in an article called The Danger of Dabs. And I wrote, if you remember anything from chemistry about things that end in ane or have even refilled a lighter, you know that butane is an extremely flammable gas which can be stored as a liquid under great pressure. Those are the cans of lighter fluid refill that you can buy in many stores. And if you've deduced that combining very stoned people with combustible materials is a recipe for disaster, I'm way ahead of you. With Dabs, your local Action News team gets to do a marijuana story that shows crack pipe torches used on a dark, sticky, heroin-looking goo made from a process that blows up like meth labs. The danger of Dabs isn't so much physical as it is a public relations nightmare. Now, when I wrote that, I got a lot of flack for that article from people who seemed to, you know, only skim it, and they missed the point that was encapsulated in that last sentence. BHO itself can be manufactured safely, and the product, so long as it's properly purged, is no more toxic than cannabis, which is to say, not at all. But this isn't just conjecture on my part either. I'm pals with the last two Medical Cannabis Cup winners in the concentrates category. Daniel De La Salle from Top Shelf Extracts, and of course Ganja John from Cascadia Concentrates. So I talked to these guys, and I know the science behind this. I know the process behind this, and this can be done safely. And the problem is these guys like Daniel and Ganja John, they get painted by these stories that happen. If they go out and tell people, you know, yeah, I have a business that manufactures hash oil. Oh, that stuff that blows up on the news, right? So people are ruining the business atmosphere for a couple of my friends here. And let me give you the headline. This is the headline that's got them concerned, because this is the way it's being reported at NBC Los Angeles. Not like it's going to be a small TV market or anything, right? NBC Los Angeles, big headline. Explosion wounds three in botched drug cook. A botched drug cook? What is the only other drug you can think of that is cooked? If I wrote the sentence, Bobby's drug conviction was for being a blank cook, what word do you think most people would put in the blank? Because judging from the reactions I got on Twitter from at Wraith235 and at WeedDude, it's trying to make it sound like meth cooking. Like, that's the only other drug that anybody would ever say you cook is meth. So, of course, here's the story. Let me give you some of the story from NBC LA. An explosion from a marijuana cook gone bad severely wounded three men and set a quiet Monrovia neighborhood on edge. Police were investigating whether the occupants of the house were attempting an extremely dangerous method of using flammable butane to extract the hallucinogenic chemical tetrahydrocannabinols, or THC, contained in marijuana plants. When authorities arrived, they saw a house fully engulfed in flames and three burned men in an alley out front. Police said the men were likely using a new method called butane honey oil to extract the potent drug from the pot. So there's a lot wrong with that right away. You can tell how little they know about the subject. The method is not called butane honey oil. The product is called butane honey oil. And THC is Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. It's not tetrahydrocannabinols, right? So you know they're writing from a position of ignorance here. So let me clue you in, NBC LA. There is no cooking involved in the process of manufacturing butane honey oil. You're kind of close with the last sentence when you talk about it being an extraction process, but the words matter here, especially when the words you're using evoke frames of meth labs and toxic chemicals. The word cook, as a verb used with an object, to prepare food by the use of heat, as by boiling, baking, or roasting, or to prepare anything by the application of heat. Or in the meth lab context, cook means to combine various chemical precursors and heat them up. That's why we get the occasional meth lab blowing up. And a public not only terrified of the explosion, but the toxic waste site that leaves behind. When you extract hash oil, the processor is merely forcing liquid butane through a tube full of marijuana. There is no temperature. There is no heating it up. There are no toxic chemical stews like methamphetamines. It's a non-toxic plant whose oils are being stripped by a solvent. That's it. There's no cooking involved. That's where the danger is, though. Improper handling of solvents. In that respect, using turpentine to remove paint from an old dresser is as much cooking as making butane hash oil. Now, this can be made safely, but the problem is the people that get involved doing this are untrained idiots trying to make a fast buck. And, you know, we used to have another situation where untrained idiots trying to make a fast buck used to blow things up all the time, trying to manufacture a highly potent mind-altering substance. It was around 1920 to 1933. They used to make this very highly potent form of ethanol, which is a very dangerous drug. Still kills about 50,000 people a year here in America, this ethanol drug. And And this ethanol drug, they would make it in the most potent manner possible. They wouldn't bother with using the barley and hops-derived varieties. No, they get juniper berries or something more potent. It's because when it comes to smuggling, there's this thing called the Iron Law of Prohibition. Smugglers always try to get the most bang for the buck. You're less likely to get caught if you have barrels full of ethanol than if you have little bottles full of ethanol. And the same concept applies to hash oil. It's the prohibition that lets these guys make gross profit being untrained and blowing themselves and other people up. And that's the only solution is legalization, folks. Just like legalization of alcohol made it so you don't hear so much about stills blowing up anymore, the legalization of marijuana will make it so you don't hear so much about hash oil explosions anymore.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Marijuana is harmless. That's what everybody says these days. It's fun. It's recreational. Some even call it medicine. But every year, millions of young people find out that marijuana is extremely dangerous. Every year, they find out that it's deadly. Marijuana smoke is lethal and toxic. Don't believe anything you've ever heard positive about smoking marijuana. It will kill you. Really. It's really gonna kill you. Don't smoke it. It will really, really kill you.
Harmless?
Seriously. It's gonna kill you.
Paid for by the We're Not Even Trying Anymore. We Made It All Up. Anti-Drug Whatever Thing of America.
Big Daddy thinks.
Funky Roller Rink, Roller Rink, Roller Rink.
Here at the Funky Roller Rink is always cool.
They call me cool. 'Cause I got more glide, my stride, more dip in my hip.
Ooh, yeah. Fun, fun.
And I wear a mean dark pair of shades. And you can't see my eyes unless my head is bent. No jive, give me five. They call me cool. Mr. Cool.
Man, is that the Reefer Man?
That's the Reefer Man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
This is a Russ Belville Show news alert. Whatever you do, don't smoke pot. You don't want to turn out to be a loser, like Olympian Michael Phelps, actor Jack Nicholson, singer Miley Cyrus, rocket scientist Dr. Carl Sagan, pop star Rihanna, actress Cameron Diaz, country legend Willie Nelson, President Barack Obama, Cy Young pitcher Tim Lincecum.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he says he swam to China, tell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
And over 100 million other Americans.
Have you ever met funny reefer man? If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Roots Monday, featuring the blues, country, folk, and jazz music that birthed the modern sounds we enjoy today. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, folks, I hope you're enjoying the new 420radio.org lineup. If you haven't checked out the website, please do, because there's a new show page up there just for the Daily Toker Tunes. Now, it's only available to the VIP members of 420radio.org. That's you if you were a previous VIP member of RadicalRust.com. And you can get all the videos and the download links for all of our Daily Toker Tunes from there. Today's tune, I'm really excited because tonight on the new Viper Hour, we're going to do a show dedicated to the Rat Pack. I got a suggestion. I can't remember who made the suggestion, that they said you ought to do a show on the Rat Pack, and so we're going to do that. Some Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis and all of the Rat. I forget the other two guys' name. Peter Lawford, I think it was, and Joey Bishop. There we go. I got it. There we go. So we're going to do some Rat Pack music later tonight at 8 o'clock Pacific time. We'll be live right here at Rolla J Studios. And we always like to preview that on our Roots Monday, give you a little taste of what's coming up. So today, I reached into the old music bag there and found a tune from Sammy Davis Jr. And it's his cover of I Ain't Got Nobody. Now, we've played this before on our Roots Monday, especially in the new Viper Hour. We've played Louis Armstrong's version of I Ain't Got Nobody, but it's a 1915 song. It's a really old song written by Spencer Williams. It's a perennial standard, and it's been recorded in just about every genre there is. It's been pop, jazz. I've even heard country versions of this. Many artists have had a hit with this song, starting with Marion Harris in 1916. There were also hit versions in the 1920s by Bessie Smith, Fats Waller, and the aforementioned Louis Armstrong, all three of those big artists on the new Viper Hour. In the 1930s, it was a hit for Bing Crosby as well, and the Mills Brothers. Cab Calloway did a cover, Wingy Minone, and Chick Webb as well. Other notable recordings include Emmett Miller, Merle Haggard, Bob Wills, the country gentleman, Coleman Hawkins, and Rosemary Clooney. Now, I Ain't Got Nobody is best known in the form that was recorded by Louis Prima in 1956 when it was paired together in a medley with another old standard called Just a Gigolo. Louis Prima started pairing the songs in 1945, and the idea was revisited in a popular arrangement in a new jive and jumping style that was created by Sam Butera for Louis Prima's 1950s Las Vegas stage show. That version, the jived up version of the Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody medley, was then resurrected by David Lee Roth back in 1985, and that generated a sizable hit for David Lee Roth. Now, the two songs have nothing else in common, but they've been paired together for so long that a lot of people mistakenly think that they're just two parts of one song. And it's not true. They are two separate songs. So we're going to give you just the I Ain't Got Nobody version by Sammy Davis Jr., a very young Sammy Davis, back in 1949. This is a video version of this song, too. I think got some pictures for us. So let's enjoy Sammy Davis Jr., I Ain't Got Nobody.
I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. And I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come and take a chance with me? I'll sing sweet love songs if you come and be my baby mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. Up and pity up and pop out,
Agulia, 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 ab ba, suli poo, suli poo poo. Agulia, yabba dia, agulia ba, yam papa dia, agulia da ba.
I'll sing sweet love songs all the time if you come and be my baby mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
Actually, I haven't had a chance to talk to Mr. Osborne before the show, but we had a great discussion about it. I just asked one of the folks in the show, Bob Back. I said, well, what is Louis Armstrong going to do? Of course, he says, oh, he's going way up.
Way up.
Is that the highest you could get?
Well, I don't know.
Well, why don't you let me say thank you? I'm only sorry you weren't going to be here with us longer. I wish you could have gotten higher, but why don't you go up and say hello to the folks?
Well, I'll get higher next time.
Take a ride on the rambler. That old empty rambler. Got to never go my way. Got to never go my way. No,
we're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years. They've got mandatory sentences, and these judges just say, they throw up their hands and say, there's nothing we can do, it's mandatory sentences. We've got to take a look at what we're considering crimes.
When the Reverend Pat Robertson from television's The 700 Club...
criminalizing marijuana, criminalizing the possession of a few ounces of pot and that kind of thing, I mean, it's just...
makes more sense on the marijuana issue than the President, the Congress, and the Supreme Court.
It's costing us a fortune, and it's ruining young people. The young people go into prisons, they come out, they go in as youths, and they come out as hardened criminals, and it's not a good thing.
You know we're winning.
The cannabis community includes a diverse set of activists and nonprofits working to end the prohibition of marijuana. We take the time to hear the stories of reform on the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Community Chat.
Welcome back, everybody. 32 after the hour. And for today's Cannabis Community Chat, it's the second Monday of the month? First Monday of the month. That's the 7th, right? So first Monday of the month. And that means it's time for our Listen to Your Mother segment. We do this in partnership with Moms for Marijuana, the Normal Women's Alliance, and other fine groups dedicated to helping women help us end marijuana prohibition. And another fine activist is on the phone with us today. We've got Ebony Knight from Moms for Marijuana International out there in New Jersey, I believe. Is that right, Ebony?
Well, I'm actually in Atlanta now, Russ, but I'm definitely a Jersey girl, and I'm glad to be here.
All right. So Atlanta, Georgia, we're actually going to be out there in March, I believe, for the Cannabis Reform Conference. Do you have any more details for us on that?
Yes, Russ. March 15th and 16th at the Quad in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be taking down prohibition. a coalition of groups have joined Moms with Marijuana, Georgia Normal, Peachtree Normal, normal groups from all over the country are actually going to be representing, along with our lawmakers and community leaders. So we're really excited.
That's excellent. We'll be streaming it live right here at 420radio.org. So mark it down. It's the third weekend in March. I think that's right. Third weekend. What did you say? 16th and 17th?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. So, Ebony, you mentioned that you're a Jersey girl, but you made your way down to Atlanta, Georgia. What brings you down south?
Well, other than the fact that Superstorm Sandy kind of shut everything down for us in New Jersey, I have family here in Georgia, and the movement here in Georgia for the decriminalization of marijuana has really boomed. And I just felt like the pull was so strong, and just coming to Atlanta, I actually used to live in Georgia. I lived in Vidalia for about 15 years. So I have family and friends here, and the movement was really a strong pull.
What kind of differences can you tell us between trying to fight for marijuana reform in New Jersey versus in Georgia?
Well, I was actually very surprised. I joined NORML, which stands for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I joined New Jersey NORML about 2 years ago and became very active with Philly NORML. And when I met Sharon Ravert from Peachtree NORML at an event in Washington, D.C., I was so surprised that there was a Georgia NORML. I couldn't believe that people in Georgia were actually trying to legalize weed. And so I was like, wow, I just reconnected. And I said, if there's anything I can do for you from here, from New Jersey, you know, I'm all in, because I have so many people, you know, that I still care about in this area. And one of the main differences is, and I've been very surprised, but I see there are so many rebels here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I love it. You know, they're like, you're not going to tell us what to do. The government doesn't run the South. We run the South.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying the rebelhood that I'm seeing amongst my compadres here.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm originally from Idaho, and there's a similar kind of streak amongst the people there. Mind your own business, leave us alone, take care of yourself kind of a attitude, kind of a libertarian streak. And is this starting to resonate now with people in Georgia, that to the point where it's no longer a taboo to even bring it up?
Well, there are still taboos. This is definitely the Bible Belt, and I don't think that's a term of endearment at all. There's a lot of religious oppression here, so there are a lot of people who are still fighting through that, but I believe I've come back right on time, because I'm a preacher's kid, and so, you know, I know what I'm working with and what I'm up against, but there's definitely an opening up of the minds, especially when you look at the prison industry here in Georgia, which costs us over $1 billion every year. And when you look at taxes and what it would mean for us fiscally when we legalize marijuana and legalize the growth of hemp. So things are changing and they're looking up, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the Bible Belt and the religious aspect to trying to fight for marijuana law reform, because a lot of people, you know, you can throw as many facts and statistics and science and everything at them, but so long as it's a moral or spiritual issue to them, it's a lot harder to reach their hearts and minds. So what techniques do you like to use when you're talking to people that are maybe of more of a religious bent to get them to see the need for decriminalization or legalization?
Well, I began first by just dealing with the social aspect of it and helping people to understand that we've been socialized to believe a certain way. It's not that the Bible said weed is illegal, because God put this herb here for a reason. And so when I really began to talk to them about the propaganda that was put out, you know, that was released by the government to get us to believe this, then, you know, it kind of makes them think about it. And so, you know, there are different ways. I kind of feel them out, but I'm really just straightforward. The science does say something totally different than what our government has told us, and people are starting to listen up, but it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
We're coming against the mentality here.
Yeah, yeah. I understand where you're coming from. We're speaking with Ebony Knight. She's with Moms for Marijuana International, now working in Atlanta, Georgia. And Ebony, you know, I'm also wondering here, when you're fighting for marijuana legalization, a lot of the people that I meet are there for a specific reason. For me, it was drug testing costing my career. For Sharon Ravert, it was, you know, cops bursting in and, you know, holding her teenage daughter at gunpoint over a gram. What happened? Is there any event that catalyzed you to wanting to fight for this issue?
Well, life experience. Well, from life experience, I have personally been a patient for a very long time, no prescription needed. But life experience has just, you know, taught me a lot more than what I was taught and, you know, raised to believe. And also education. The more I read, the more people that I got to know, and the more I learned, it really opened my mind up.
Yeah.
There wasn't one experience. I don't have a criminal record or anything, but I'm also an advocate. I've always spoken up for other people. And when I see something, an injustice, I have to speak up. And it's injustice that there are people who can't get financial aid because of marijuana. It's an injustice that people are in prison for marijuana. It's an injustice that our families are being torn apart by a plant that is here for a reason, and that is helping so many people. And so I'm a fighter. And so even though it doesn't hit my home personally, I feel like it hits my home when it hits my community.
Right, right. And, you know, another aspect of this, of course, anyone who's read the what I consider to be one of the top three books you have to have as a marijuana reformer, and that's Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow, Understanding Mass Incarceration in the Era of the Drug War here. And, of course, every stat we look at shows the overwhelming, you know, racial nature of drug law enforcement. And being that we're talking about Atlanta, Georgia, a sizable African-American community there, why does it seem, and maybe this is just my perception, why does it seem that it's harder to get African-Americans involved in wanting to reform the laws that disproportionately affect them?
Oh, Russ, I'm so glad you asked that question. I get asked that a lot. As a black activist, I'm usually, you know, a token black girl. There aren't many people where I go.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that it is a lot of people don't know that there is a movement to legalize marijuana. I know when I was in New Jersey, and the way I found out about Normal was through just a meetup group. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, could this be real? There are people who want to legalize marijuana. And when I walked into the meeting, my husband and I, we were shocked that we were the only black people there. Mm-hmm. I just didn't understand. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there were a lot of lawyers. So I was like double shocked at who I met through that organization. And they asked me the same thing. So I would definitely say one thing is a lot of people don't know that there is a movement. Another thing is, it's already legal in our communities. If you live in the hood, or your mom sells weed, or your grandmother sells weed, or smokes it with you, then it makes your perception a little different. Mm-hmm. And so also from a standpoint of a people who used to have such a fight in them, and we used to march, and we used to stand up and fight for ourselves, now a lot of the fight is gone. Mm. So, you know, one of the things that I hope to accomplish is to get that fight back, to, you know, let them know that we do still have a voice. There are things that can change or things that must change, and we have the power to do it.
Well spoken. You know, when I address this issue sometimes, and I'll take a look at the racial aspects to it and the disproportionate statistics, and sometimes I'll point out that, you know, this is really a civil rights issue. This is a right to what we do with our brains and our bodies so long as we harm no one else. And I get criticized mm-hmm. about that sometimes on the progressive side of things, on the liberal side of things. I'll say, no, it's not like the civil rights era. It's not like gays or women or anything like that. You're just wanting mm-hmm. to smoke pot. What's your response to that?
I would say it definitely is a civil rights issue. There's so much I would like to say to that, but in a nutshell, I would say it we need liberty, definitely. There are people who are not able to get jobs because they smoke weed. And when it comes to cannabis and jobs and drug testing, I feel like it's just one more way of, you know, holding us back and mm-hmm. keeping that liberty from us. It's definitely a civil rights issue. Because if it's injustice, when we are allowed to be free and not harm anyone else, then it's injustice.
Mm-hmm. Well, the group you're with, Moms for Marijuana, is doing some great work in reaching out to what I consider the most important demographic in ending marijuana prohibition, and that's women. When we do all these polls, we mm-hmm. see female support for legalization tends to lag anywhere from 8 to 10 points behind male support for legalization. So what are your tips and tricks as we wind up this interview? What would you tell women out there to make them want to get involved and show them how important this is?
I would say, let's just talk. If we could open up a dialogue and begin to talk about it. I told you I'm a preacher's kid, but I talked to my mom about Moms for Marijuana, and it was an interesting conversation to say the least, because she's like, is it about mothers who just want their kids to get high? And I'm explaining to her, no, Mom, it's about reforming our laws so that our children don't face the same injustices that we have faced. Women, I would say it all starts with a conversation. We talk about everything anyway. So if you're in the salon, if you're getting your nails done, you know, if you're out shopping, just start talking about it. And I've found that the more people I talk to, the more people are very open. They're not as closed-minded as we might think that they might be. And so it's a great conversation.
All right. Get the conversation started. Have something new to talk about when y'all go off to the bathroom together. So,
exactly.
Thank you so much. Ebony Knight, this has been great talking to you. And I'll see you in March down there in Atlanta, Georgia for the Cannabis Reform Conference. Is there any contact information or website where people can get more info on that?
Well, we are on Facebook, the Georgia Normal page, the Peachtree Normal page, and Moms for Marijuana. Also, anyone can reach out to either Sharon or myself. We're also on Facebook, and I can give you my phone number as well. It's 609-503-0598. And we're looking forward to seeing everyone just come out and support, come out to the Bible Belt and show their support and their love, you know, for the movement. We're expecting people from all over the country, and we're very excited.
I'm very excited to be there, too. I'll tell you, I've marched lots of places. There's nowhere more fun to march for marijuana legalization than the American South. I'll see you in a couple months, Ebony. Yeah. Nice talking to you.
All right. Thanks for having me, Russ. Take care.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take a look around our new digs here. We got a new home here at 420radio.org. All sorts of special new gadgets and gizmos to show you and stuff to talk about. Also, with Toker Talk Radio, we've got some reefer madness to debunk. So stick around.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
There is a peaceful solution called a peace revolution, and now let's take back America.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Like millions of freedom-loving Americans, I'm a marijuana smoker, and I don't think that should be any of the government's business. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana. The next time you light up, take the time to let your elected officials know how you feel. It's time we legalize marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at NORML.org.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
All right, welcome back. I'm furiously typing away there, trying to get the Chiron ready. Not really a rant today. It's more like a tour. We have a new home here at 420radio.org, and we're really excited about that. Brian and I have been working like crazy. Josh has been working like crazy.
I've just been acting crazy. You guys have been working like crazy.
No kidding. Doing a lot of data entry, a lot of coding. And folks, there still might be some glitches. There might be a couple things that we didn't catch. So if there was, just send me an email, russ@radicalrust.com. We did our best to transfer. What we did is we had, for the premium members, y'all were in a system called Podbean, and it was using PayPal to get your, yeah, I know Podbean. It was using your PayPal to get the membership dues. We can't transfer those, right? Because we don't have your PayPal passwords. We shouldn't, right? So we had to cancel those at Podbean and then build them up again over at 420 Radio. So if you got a receipt over the last 4 or 5 days that said that you signed up for 420 Radio, that's why. We were putting in your already existing
thing. Should have been most of you. It didn't charge you. It shouldn't have charged you or requested money, you know. So
it might have been confusing, though, because the receipt might have said, you know, $420 or $14 or something.
Or it might have said $0 and confused the heck out of you.
And all that was doing, all that's for is for our internal
accounting.
So we know how much that you did get charged back in the old system. So nobody's been charged for this new stuff. If you had a monthly membership, then your monthly membership will end this month and it won't recur. You'll have to sign up again for a bronze membership or a silver membership or whatever. Have to sign up for a membership again on this new system. So sometime here in this month, if you were monthly, it's going to end. It's not going to renew, and you're going to have to sign up on the new system. If you were an annual VIP, it's going to run through the rest of this year to whenever, you know, September or October or whenever it's supposed to expire. You'll still have your membership through then, but then it'll expire and you'll have to sign up again on the new system. And on the new system, there's no more annual memberships. They're just monthly memberships.
Yeah. So. And if some of you got your memberships at the wrong level on the new thing, you know, I mean, sign in before you send an email to make sure your membership level is determined by the background color of the header bar, which we'll get to in a moment with
yeah.
the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and plus, there was a couple of situations where we had one login at RadicalRust.com that was a bronze, and another one at Podbean that was a silver, or something like that. And so we had to choose, and we may have chosen wrong. So,
send us an email once you've actually logged in once, you know, to confirm your status level. And if it's wrong, just send us an email, and we'll get on it. We'll adjust it.
But, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to make this the best it can be for everyone. So
yeah, we only had 2 weeks, people.
Most
people were on vacation that time.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your Christmas vacation? I know I did.
Vacation? What
is this vacation you speak of?
Vacation? Huh?
All right. So let me give you a tour here. I want to show you a little bit of the new site. So if you're new to this, you can get around.
Well, okay. First, show them what it looks like when they come in. They're not a registered member.
Oh, yeah. So I'll have to log out, won't I? Okay. So we'll start from the logged out position. And let me get you a video window up here so that we can see what we are doing.
So we call this 420 free level or swag level.
And let me get the graphics and stuff out of the way, too. All right. So here's your 420 radio. And I will maximize this window a little. Maybe that'll make it fill in a little better. All right. So when you first log into 420 Radio, you're going to notice how everything is kind of brown and swaggy. And that's because it's logged in right now as a user who is not a registered member. So if you're not registered, everything looks brown
and swaggy. That's free. You know, that's what everybody gets. You know,
even if they don't log
in. Yeah. Registered. Even if you're not logged in, you know, or registered, this is what you get.
All right. So you got your 420radio.org, kind of brown and swaggy. But once you have an account and you log in, there's that little login up at the top there, you are going to get a header that's going to change for you to indicate your login level. So you'll notice the page goes from being brown and swaggy. Whoops. Let's get the right password, and that will work better. It helps when you can type. So once you log in with the right password onto your registered account, you will see that the heading alt everything changes to green. So you go from brown and swaggy to green and buddly.
Hey. Green.
Now, to get any information about your account, you can just go over to the home menu on the side and look up my account. You're able to change your password. You're able to change your username. You can change the picture that's used for you. There's all sorts of menu items right there. Keeps track of your membership in different, your bronze, silver, platinum, whatever membership. Which if you're a free member and you want to join, you just click membership and there you will have the different membership levels that you can sign up for, plus explanations of what they are. So everything is conducted through 420 Radio's main menu up at the top. The big blue bar will give you a list of the different shows that are available. Now, what's really nice about this is every show you go to has its own display. So the Russ Belville Show, for example, is going to give you the red, white, and blue that you're used to from the Russ Belville Show. But if you go over to a show like, oh, I don't know, Red Eyes Reggae Flashback on Wednesdays, you are going to get reggaefied. And you're going to get the red, yellow, and green with the bright blue post in the middle. So every show has its own look and feel, has its own page. In addition, every show also has its own blog. As you look down the show, you're going to find all sorts of information about it, like the Twitter and the Facebook and so forth. Links for the free podcast and the paid podcast are available there. And as you scroll down on the left, blog posts, and on the right, the last three episodes. Now, if you've been following RadicalRust.com and all my writing there, don't despair. That's going to stay. There's still going to be a RadicalRust.com, but it now becomes my blog. It now becomes where I write all my, you know, freeform writing, not my news stuff. News stuff and show posts and toker tunes, they're all going to be right here at the 420 Radio site. So check that out. For each of these shows, as you look along the top, you will find blog posts, episodes, and mini store. Blog posts would be all of the blog posts for just this particular show, and there is a filter at the top if you want to use that for date or comments or looking for specific text, and you'll get the different blog posts there, easy to read. And we were just mentioning there's also the show episodes, same kind of idea. If you click on episodes, you will go to the Russ Belville episodes page where you can see all of the most recent episodes with little download links and media player and so forth. YouTube video is available as well. If you click the read more link, you can get the YouTube video. So plenty of stuff there. And a mini store. Our store, mini store just means just the items for sale for this store, which includes our new End the War on Certain American Citizens Using Non-Pharmaceutical, Non-Alcoholic, Tobacco-Free Drugs shirt, and the Russ Belville Show 2013 picture calendar featuring 48 pictures snapped from the various events that I have performed at over the last few years. So you can check that out. Now, while every show has its own blog, its own episodes, and its own mini store, you can also go to the main 420 Radio blog and get all the blog posts from all the shows in one easy-to-find location. So as Herb starts blogging, as Red Eyes starts blogging, as Big Daddy Fink starts blogging, all of our stuff, different view, it's all going to appear in this list, easy to find. The same kind of concept goes with the shows page. If you go over to shows and pick the latest 420 Radio episodes, same kind of idea. All of the latest episodes from every show will be found right here in an easy to list format. Toker Talk Radio, Libra Lounge, Russ Belville Show, Different View, and so forth. Same concept applies to the store. Every product that is made for anybody in any store, because eventually Red Eyes might make his own, put his Pink Leaf t-shirts up in the Red Eyes store.
Yeah.
Eventually, Herb might put some of his Herb Thrasher stuff in the Herb Age store.
Oh, he's got some nice stuff.
And then all of it would congregate right here on the main store. So it's all available there. If you're a podcast subscriber, you can go to the subscribe link, and there will be new podcast subscription feeds, both for the free podcasts and the VIP podcasts. Note that we now have podcast feeds for A Different View and the Libra Lounge. Now, we don't have podcast feeds for Red Eyes, Herb Thrasher, New Viper Hour, or Big Daddy Fink, because those have music in them that's not pod safe, so we can't podcast that, so that's why there's none of those. There are also VIP podcast feeds for those of you who are VIP members, so there will start to be VIP shows of Different View and possibly Libra Lounge. And if you just want to subscribe to, as I call it, the Lord of the Rings feed, the one feed that binds them all, there is a 420radio.org master feed, which will just, it's a podcast feed of all the shows we produce here, so you don't have to subscribe to four different ones.
How very convenient.
Oh, I thought so myself. And again, big thanks to Josh. I could never have pulled this off. We are also bringing back a lot of the shows that we used to play on our various incarnations as the Normal Network, Potnet, or National Cannabis Radio. Under the replays selection, you'll be able to find those. Include some of our favorites like Drug Truth Network out of Houston, Hotbox Podcast, Cannabis Common Sense, Cannabis Cure is back, Free Weed from Danny Danko, Jody Emery, Jorge Cervantes, and we are putting a new show on, not new to the internet, but new to us, our good friend Coral Reefer.
All
we're going to have her Stony Sunday shows on our network, so you can check those out. Subcool, Cannabis Cuts, and so forth. So all those shows will be in replay. If you want to find out when they're replaying, we have the schedule icon there at the top. Schedule menu takes you to the Google Calendar for all of our shows. You'll be able to find all that information right there. And subscribe to that Google Calendar with your Google Calendar in case there's any changes. Also, what else? The forums. We have forums now. And if you know our good friend in the chat room, Grey Wolf, here's another guy who's been working really, really hard to make this happen. And big thanks to Grey Wolf. Thank you, man.
And 420boards.org.
He's got the enormously successful 420boards.org, which has been a long-time cannabis forum. And I invited him to come in and just be the administrator for 420 Radio's forums. And we're kind of merging the two, kind of making it one forum for the whole community. So check that out. There's all sorts of topics there. Any registered member can post in our forums, and we can start to collect all sorts of information. We've got links to every one of the medical marijuana states. So if you want to see the laws, there is a link in the forums there for every medical marijuana state. We've got discussions of the medical benefits of cannabis that we want to get started, how you cultivate, how you prepare your edibles. We want to make this basically a social hub and a media hub for activists. And coming in the summertime, my ultimate goal with this is to turn this into a platform that's usable by everyone in the cannabis community, where you could create yourself an account, make yourself a podcast, upload it through the through our interface, and it would be on the air that night, replaying live on the on 420radio.org. Too many networks. But hey, that's all the time we got for hour one. Thanks for joining us. And if you need any help with this, please, man, just email me, russ@radicalrust.com. Our whole goal here is to just make this better for y'all. Make this something that you can call home and that we can build into a true community. We need about 250 paid members to make this viable by summertime. So keep building the membership. Invite your friends. Let's make it happen.
Big it up.
I'm Radical Russ for Brian the Red.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
That's all the time we got.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
Well, thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers. You take a scene, you plan it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a scene, you plan it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down super.